VHS Rewind.
Look at all those naked women.
What do you expect at a nude beach, nuns?
Oh, it's wall-to-wall tits down there.
Come on, will you hurry up?
All right. Keep your pants on.
Why? Nobody else is.
With the waves beating on the sand.
There's a girl down there with tits the size of watermelons.
This is fantastic.
Don't be so selfish.
Yeah, time's up.
There she is.
Hey, wait for me. It's my turn.
Come on, I just got it.
And you just lost it.
A lot of nice stuff down there.
I wonder where they all live.
Come on, you faggot. It's my telescope.
Hey, it's your dad.
Turn yet.
This is fucked. Next time you guys are bringing your own binoculars.
I wish we could get closer.
I don't know how those guys walk around like nothing's going on. I have a huge heart on.
That's wishful thinking.
Hey, Heidi's down there with her girlfriend.
Naked?
No, in a gorilla suit, numbnuts.
Man, what a set of hooters.
Hey, Barry, where's the focus on this thing?
Where is Barry?
And where is Barry?
Yep.
Barry's on the beach with a tremendous boner.
All right, those lines sum up this movie so much.
What is this?
Completely, accurately, 100%.
And what is this movie?
This movie is our second feature in our TNA summer.
Woo!
And this movie is to the first movie we reviewed what Star Trek II is to Star Trek the Motion Picture. Because we started off on kind of like a kind of a lousy lay kind of flick. It was zapped.
A little bit of a lazy lay, sure.
And, oh, that was terrible. But this one is like, I'm like, I got.
Well, no, this movie is rewind worthy.
Oh my God.
Right?
Is it? And I did. It's freeze frame worthy. And I did.
Honestly, it makes you feel like you're a horny 14, 15 year old kid again, because did you ever see this movie prior to this viewing?
I did not.
Me either. But I saw the box. I always saw the box.
Oh, that poster with the boys being dragged by the big ass.
But I never rented it because I was convinced that it was all promise and no presentation, I guess. And
there,
I was wrong.
This is more... There's Bush in here. There's Bush.
No. There's Bushes.
There is boobies galore. There's Bush. There's ass.
You know, there's some, like, there's D-list ass. Celebrity boobs.
Who's the D-lister?
Well, I'm going to say Carrie, right? No, Debbie Richter.
She's triple A.
All right, for us.
Probably double D. But anyway.
Double D.
But I'm ching. Oh my God, Debbie Richter! If our listeners will go in our archives and listen to our episode devoted to Midnight Madness,
that was, I believe, a Deason Palooza.
It was. You will hear me anyway expound upon my absolute admiration for Debbie Richter, who I want to say did not take her clothes off in that movie. She was just cute as a button.
Yeah.
And here,
totally nude. Well,
but
no,
still,
no,
but it's still cute as a button.
Yeah. I couldn't place her at first. And then I looked her up on IMDb. I'm like, that's right. She was Candy. Candy from Midnight Madness. Holy moly.
It was buggy. I couldn't remember who it was, but then I saw the credit. I was like, oh.
I'm just going to play the beginning of the trailer because I just think it's a funny intro. So it's Hot Moves from 1984. And it's known as a sex comedy. Sex comedy. So here, check this out.
When you know what you want.
No. Yes. Yes.
and you know how to get it.
Baby, and we got it.
Do you have a student rate or something?
Sorry, kid.
When you know what that means.
So, basically, for the most part, this is a sex comedy about a group of boys, adolescent boys.
They're juniors in high school. I want that known, because what happens to them in this movie, if they were truly juniors in high school, like, so many people would go to jail.
Yeah.
So many-
well, here's the thing. This story is going to be stolen and borrowed a million times over, right?
If they didn't steal it already.
American Pie came out in the late 90s or mid 90s, kind of borrowing the same type of sex idea.
Porky's like, had been out already, I think, because that was early 80s.
Was that like a buddy packed film?
Yeah, that was like a bunch of boys.
Just trying to get laid.
A bunch of horn dogs. So that is all this movie is. It is four guys who want to lose their virginity before they get to be seniors in high school.
Yeah.
By the end of the summer, they want to lose their virginity. And that's the plot. That's it. It's perfect. It's like Cobra. There's just this one plot line. That's it.
And Heidi.
Oh my God. Debbie Richter. Oh my God. We're putting her photo up on our Facebook page.
You know, how old was she here? I mean, she was born in 61.
I think she was gorgeous years old.
So she was about 23.
Wow. She kind of looks a little lived in already, but still smoking. Still smoking.
We also have the sweet girl in the movie, who is Julianne, played by Jill Scholin.
Now, she was in a couple of horror flicks.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s, she was in Phantom of the Opera with, Robert Englund.
And she's a beautiful girl, too. Or at least was.
A beautiful girl, but holy cow, she cannot act.
It's not only
that she cannot act, she cannot say a line.
Yeah, I think, she seems really kind of nervous a little bit, right? I mean, it's just kind of odd.
I don't know what her problem is. I think she's just stoned on cocaine or something. But if you want to play, so our four boys are Barry and Michael, Scotty, and Joey. And Michael is trying to get in Julianne's pants, but she's holding out because she's just like, oh, why does he like her? She doesn't want to put out. And let's play one of the scenes with her just so that our listeners can get, oh, how just so annoying she is. And now, to be truthful, he's a dick to her because he's just pushing. I want to have sex with you. No, he's a bit of a dick.
But that's kind of how guys were in the... Well, how guys are.
That's how I am. Right now. I do that to my wife. I'm like...
Come on!
The kids are in the room. Let's go. they're in bed or sleep. Let's go.
Stop being a prude.
She's like, I got to get up early in the morning. No, I'm just kidding. Love you, honey. Love you. But let's play this one scene.
Which one? Which Q? Q3?
Six.
Q6.
No. Wait. That's not it. Sorry. Seven. Seven.
Oh, all right.
Well, just listen to these line readings. Oh.
Here we go.
Hi. I'm glad you could come over.
How's it been?
Busy. I've been working extra hours at the flower shop.
I saw you at the beach a couple of times, but I didn't say hello. I thought you'd still be mad at me.
I'm not mad at you, Michael. We just see things differently. Anyway, I didn't ask you over for another argument. I wanted to know if you'd like to come with me to my aunt and uncle's pool party on Friday night.
I'd love to come, Julianne, but frankly, I just don't think I could handle another date with you, or I'm going to end up going home frustrated.
This feels like a VD movie, you know, like, right? It's bad acting on both parts.
Frustrated? I'm the one who's frustrated, Michael. All that matters to you is sex, isn't it?
No, it's not all that matters, but it does matter. I'll see you around.
Fuck you.
Well, and Julianne, I miss being with you.
So, there's 2 years prior to this, she actually was in an episode of Little House on the Prairie.
Jill Sholin, really?
Yes. She actually played Jane Canfield in 1982 in an episode called Love. And she was the love interest of Isaiah's. She was a friend of Laura's. No. Oh, was she?
Wasn't she blind?
Maybe she was blind.
And Isaiah. That's Victor French, right?
Yeah.
And right. And she was going to get her vision back, and then he was afraid, like, you'll see what I look like, and you'll...
I think that was a Kevin Bacon movie.
Ouch. Wow, she was also in Curse to the Bite with Jamie Farr.
And Babes in Toyland with Keanu Reeves.
And I think Cutting Class has Brad Pitt in it.
Oh my God. She certainly met a lot of famous people.
Whereas she stopped working in 1996. Oh, well. So
maybe we can reach out to her, you know what I mean?
But aside from periodic visits to Julianne and just the two of them arguing and they split apart into other people, you know, they fall into other people's arms. We'll get to that in the plot if we get there.
Actually, can we go back to the beginning, like where it's Venice Beach?
Yeah, I mean, play that opening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so cool.
This movie is rife. I can't believe there was no soundtrack album. But this has songs galore.
It's got some good, halfway decent songs, actually.
And lots of B-roll footage of breakdancing.
No, it's not B-roll. These people were actually hired for the movie.
What?
Not for the movie. They were there, and they paid them.
What nice. I thought I saw Shabadoo at one point, but I don't think it was him.
Right, here we go. Check out this awesome song. And this makes you want to live in Venice in the early 80s. You know, in Muscle Beach.
So much flesh.
Joel singing this when he was younger. Nothing can stop us, and nothing can move us, and nothing's gonna take us away. Temperatures higher than a comet on fire, there's nothing gonna put out this flame. Girls, when you see us coming, you better not stand too near. Just a little tip for survival, you better stand back.
What does the summer hold in store for you, Ron?
I'm gonna work at my folks' 7-Eleven now. I'm gonna earn the down payment for my new van, Mrs. Harrison.
Very industrious of you, Rob. And how about you, Rhonda? What will you be doing?
I'm going to spend the summer traveling through Europe with my parents, Mrs. Harrison.
That'll be nice. And what do you hope to accomplish in the next 3 months, Barry?
Well, Mrs. Harrison, my friends and I have decided to do something to really enhance our personal growth and self-awareness this summer.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And just what will that be?
We're gonna get laid.
And here that's, comes the, no, wait, keep going. Here comes the hot boot song.
But that's how you start a movie.
This is true.
stop it there for a bit. Now, have you ever been to Muscle Beach in California?
You know, I think I have been.
It's just like
it's kind unless of. You know what? I know I was in San Diego.
Okay.
And isn't it right there, or am I just thinking of a different boardwalk?
This is kind of near, maybe an hour out of L.A.
I'm pretty sure I was there once.
I'm bad with California, but the thing that's weird is you go to Muscle Beach, and these guys are all really there, and the wackos are all there. It's
scary?
No. But it's all just, like, you can go on a Wednesday afternoon, and everybody's just out there. Nobody works. Yeah. And these guys are all just working out, and there's guys on skateboards and guitars, walking dogs, and selling their CD. I was really blown away by it when I first saw that. So I didn't expect it to really exist. not in that way, you know.
Ouch.
But it was awesome, you know, and it's still like that.
That's like when Barry does his song. If you want to play Barry singing his song
after the telescope gets destroyed.
Yes. What? Wait, I want to ask you about that. So the first scene we played, they had this bizarre telescope.
Like, that was fake.
Oh, it was. I was like wondering why the static would come in, as if they were flicking channels or something. It's like ridiculous.
You think it was supposed to be kind of like, I guess, almost like a digital camera for the time, right?
You're the expert. I was like, Mark must know what that is.
It was
is.
Basically some tubes that they glued together. And then they threw it for some reason. I didn't get that, why they threw it.
Well, I think they dropped it by accident.
Oh, maybe. So you want to hear Barry's song?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
But where is
G14?
I'm going to jump around a little bit here, but that's all right. This movie, you don't really have to watch in order of things.
No, it's very episodic, and sometimes, I mean, scenes could be, you could mix and match. You could flip things around in order in which they appear, and it would not affect
it really wouldn't.
Anything.
Here we go. And they're at the beach. Oh, wait, is this right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Ain't got a nickel to my name. If you looked like me, it would be the same for you. Yes, it's true. Come on, babe, won't you spare a dime or two? Yes.
He has a sign that says, if you won't donate your eyes, donate your hearts. And he's making you believe he's blind. He's even got a cane. Barry's my favorite in this whole entire movie. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, he's we've seen this actor before, Michael Zork.
Yeah.
He was in Private School, most notably.
Mm-hmm.
He was also in a Facts of Life episode, I must say.
I think he was also in... what is a Michael J. Fox movie? TV show. Teen Wolf 2 he was in.
Yes.
No, the Michael J. Fox Family Ties.
Was he in that? He was in Newhart, Different Strokes.
And he
High
wears
School
these...
USA.
Yeah. He wears these weird shirts about Kenyon College. Do you notice that?
Yes, and I like those shirts, by the way.
Me too.
And when I went looking for him on Facebook... I found him, and the Kenyon College is a real place, and he studied dramatic acting there, or something like that.
Yeah, he wears like a lot of Kenyon shirts, and I listened to a bit of the commentary, and he says that in High School USA he wears the same shirt. In Facts of Life, Facts of Life. In another movie he wore, and in another TV show he wore Kenyon shirts. So it's like his trademark that he squeezes into things.
We have put out feelers to Mr. Zorik, and we hope he'll come on the show.
If you're listening, which you're not.
And talk about not only this movie, but his entire career. I mean, yeah. I'm just hoping to hear more about being on the Facts of Life or High School USA, or I mean, he was in just about everything he was in. I want to know about.
You take the good, you take the bad.
He was in The Woman in Red. Jesus Christ.
Oh, was he?
Yes. I want to hear about that. But anyway, so when we say this movie is episodic, it is, and certain episodes are maybe funnier than others. I don't know why. You know, this is not a laugh-out-loud movie, but I was chuckling many times.
Yeah, I enjoyed this movie thoroughly.
Some things go nowhere.
The whole movie just kind of goes nowhere. I mean, really is 90 minutes kinda, of just...
Some scenes just... like, there's an episode where Joey has decided that he's going to go and get a hooker.
Yeah.
And he has a dream sequence.
Yeah.
That it's almost like they went Sin City on this, because they do kind of like a cartoon. They do something with the film to make it sort of – my kids do this on their phones. They can take a photo and turn it into – cartoon look.
Yeah, but this is like, even lower quality. Like, you know, in the phones that we have, it's like total high tech. Back then, it's almost like the MTV effect.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a Duran Duran video all of a sudden.
So, I don't know if you want to play that just so we can hear the song.
And the girl smoking. I remember.
And watch at the, this is what I mean about, like, things don't necessarily pay off. At the end of the scene, just watch. It just sort of ends. And Joey's on the beach, and he's like, all right, what do I do? Like, the kid doesn't know what to do in front of the camera to make anything funny. But
yeah, he rolls over and turns his boombox off.
Yeah, that's it. And he's like, all right, what now? He's literally looking at the camera like, what now? Like, he's got nothing. He's got nothing.
All right.
But you don't have to play the whole thing, but just to hear the song.
Okay.
Run.
Oh, wait. I don't think this is that right? You got it. No, yeah. No. This is the band Chuck Strong and the Automatic. That is.
Oh,
performing.
Is that where Debbie Richter's dancing?
Yes.
Oh, I want to hear that song too. That's good.
You know what? I have that queued up if you want me to play, and then I'll go to the other one.
All right. And the lead singer, you got to picture this guy. He's got a pompadour with a pink shirt.
Just took a screenshot.
The collar is up.
You mean that's Chuck Strong?
Is it?
Yeah. His band is Chuck Strong and the Automatic.
And just, again, watch Debbie Richter. I mean, just so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just so gorgeous.
She has a little hair conditioning, but, yeah, she's a beautiful girl. I always have to say something negative. This is like a rockabilly sha-na-na.
Yeah.
Don't... girl is amazing looking. Seriously.
I know, this whole movie.
Actually, Debbie Richter's hair is fine in this part. I'm not looking so much at the hair.
Well, please, baby, love me. Please, baby, love me. Come on and show me that you.
bad song, actually.
So that was like 2 minutes. If you took out all of the songs, song montages,
mm-hmm.
all of the breakdancing montages, you know, this movie runs 85 minutes. I think we'd be down to like 75, 70, 70 minutes.
Now,
but as an extended video for Debbie Richter dancing, I will take it.
Yeah, like I thought she actually added a lot to that whole scene.
She's incredible looking.
Now, I did have a theory about this movie. What if? Like, you know
they're all
how,
gay. They're all gay.
How about, you know, in the movie Grease, Danny goes away and meets Sandy, right? We never really see this happen. What if this is the story of Danny's summer, but he meets Sandy, who's a good girl?
No? Wow, that's really... I gotta see Grease again. I gotta see Grease again.
I would love to see a prequel to Grease that ends up being a sex movie like this.
Ouch.
That'd be awesome.
Wasn't there a Grease 2? Or,
yeah,
or
there was a Grease 2.
Was that not a sex comedy?
With Michelle Pfeiffer.
Of all people.
Yeah, and I forget the other guy's name. A British guy.
Was he British?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And he builds a motorcycle. It's actually not the worst movie I ever saw.
So... Why don't we play our favorite scene?
Yeah, here's this the song.
Oh, you want to play that one? Okay, let's do
that.
I just
wanted to get it out of the way.
I realize sequence. Now I misnumbered my cues and shit.
It's all right. Just throw times at me and they work.
Yep.
This is such a weird song.
Again, that Sin City effect.
Yeah. Lady beware. Don't talk to strangers. Better take care. An unprotected heart makes for easy prey. One look in his eyes and he'll steal it away. Lady killer on the street tonight. In the shadows of the neon light. Is he in a DeLorean?
Yes.
He's gonna slay you tonight. And all the girls that are in this are really kind of rough stripper looking kind of girls. I don't think we have to continue playing that one anymore. And it's funny, his outfit is kind of funny. He's got like the bullet belt and... Coming out of DeLorean.
I know kids in my junior high who blew they blew dry their hair in just the same comb over or whatever.
Like Flock of Seagulls?
I mean, yeah, like, yeah, exactly. This was the 80s after all.
I don't mind that so much.
I didn't do that.
but you wanted to. That's why you didn't have a hot chicks like that.
This is true. This is true. Also, I had red hair.
You never told me.
So, girls don't like redheads. It's just a truism.
See, that wasn't the case in my high school. I don't know why. Like, guys with red hair, for whatever reason, did very well in my high school.
All right, rub it in. Thanks.
Sorry. It's Long Island for you. It's all backwards.
That is why I turned into... the guy in the sex shop, the guy who runs the sex shop.
Dude, that guy's awesome.
So if we want to play this scene,
everything the guy says, you got 31 flavors. He has such a dirty old man. You know, I mean, I'm going to say that it's possible I saw this when I was younger, and this is why I was like afraid to ever go buy condoms or something.
Why would you go to a sex shop for condoms? Especially like... one of these where it looks like the gimp is in the back room waiting to take you.
It doesn't even look like a real store. It looks like you have to walk through a dirty old bed sheet to get in there. It's like a tent. Oh my god.
I mean, back then they did close off all the windows, right? Because they have all this.
The only places I knew that were even like this were in the city. But they
in
were
New
like
York, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they were brightly lit. It wasn't like lava lamps and shit and like incense burning. that I ever went in one, of course. So yeah, let's play the sex shop scene, which I love this guy. He sticks his tongue out every time he does it. You know, what part of town is this that they're in? Jeez.
Well, I think, aren't they like on like Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah, they're probably right on the,
I think I saw like,
oh yeah, there's the stars. Yeah.
The Wax Museum and other places where I know I've seen like where that movie Angel was filmed with Donna Wilkes. Remember that?
Yeah.
Or Hollywood Vice Squad.
But you know this, I see like the stars on the ground and everything. There's a ton of litter. Jeez.
Hey, remember, you know, just like New York back in the 80s was like a hell town, New York City. You know, so was Hollywood. So was LA, you know. Probably worse.
Yeah, they cleaned up though. They kept it clean. But all right, here we go.
Well, this place is bound to have what we need.
His shirt says Kenyan is not near Uganda.
I love those shirts.
It makes no sense, but it's awesome. I thought this was Danzig. Like, mother! It just looks damp and...
Can you look at this?
Jeez. No wonder we're not getting laid.
Can I help you, boy?
Oh, yeah. We'd like to buy a rubber.
Rubber.
So, who's the guy who played the boxer in the movie The Boxer? Mickey Rourke.
Oh, Mickey Rourke.
This guy reminds me so much of Mickey Rourke.
Like, on the skids, Mickey Rourke, though.
Yeah. Like, you know, good Mickey Rourke.
A what?
A rubber. You know, for protection.
Oh, rubber. You have to be more specific. Rubber's very popular these days. You have rubber women, rubber sheets, rubber underwear, rubber dildo.
We just want to get a rubber rubber.
What style?
Style?
Yeah, we got ticklers, rib sides, razor backs, molded covered, lubricated, non-lubricated. You name it, baby, and we got it.
We'll take whatever's most popular.
What size?
Size?
Small.
You better make that a medium.
Now check. Medium's a popular size.
Please, mister, please, mister shopkeeper. All you got to give me is a little bit of
There you go. Anything else? Hey, I have a hot little item here called the Pocket Pal. You just slap this on anytime you feel the urge and bingo. It looks and feels like the real thing. Yay! It comes in three nationalities. Best thing about it is you can use it any time of the month.
Just think, Joey. If you can't get a date, you could always take her to the prom.
I got something here you girlfriends will really need. Edible jock straps. Comes in 31 flavors. This one's peanut butter.
No, thanks. I think I'd rather just wash mine.
This one comes in peanut butter.
Suit yourself. That'll be $7.85.
$7.85?
For one rubber?
Now they sell them by the dozens. Take it or leave it.
Take it. I can always use them.
Hey, you guys over 21?
Sure.
You lose my life.
Listen, do you have one of those, you know, those
dildo?
Yeah. Yeah. If you hadn't run a porno shop, what would you have been?
A cop.
Such a weird scene.
I know, right? So that's what I mean about, like, scenes sometimes not completely paying off, but other scenes do, you know? And you know, there's a scene with, I don't know if you want to play I don't know if you want to play it, but it's just this random scene where Scotty's on his paperboy route. And,
that's weird.
You know, again, if you think about what's happening here and what is about to transpire, you know, somebody could be arrested. It's just.
Well, not just that. I wonder if this could, if you could pull this off now. You know, whether
that's true. We were in the dark ages.
But yeah. Also, I don't like this guy. This particular actor, for whatever reason, really bugs me.
Who's Scotty?
Yeah, what, the blonde guy.
Yes.
I can't really put my finger on it, but he's on a skateboard. He's delivering papers, and here we go.
He can't see the forest for the trees, or right. I'm trying to think of a metaphor, but
it's one of those times where you look back and you're like, "What did I do?"
Hello, paperboy.
Who, me?
I don't see any other paperboys, do you?
What can I do for you?
You're very good at that.
Thanks.
I just moved in here. Is this the local paper?
Yes.
How would I go about getting you to deliver?
Here, you can fill out one of these cards, and I'll pick it up tomorrow.
Oh, no, I have a better idea. Why don't you come inside, and I'll fill it out now so you can take it with you?
Sure, why not?
And I just want to add, you know, this is a very strong-looking woman.
Yes. Muscles galore.
Yeah, she also has a very chiseled look, almost handsome.
Wow, this is a nice place. It must be expensive.
I'm in show business. Have a seat while I find a pen.
Sure.
What's this music? Of a visual thing, but so this guy who is dressed up as a woman, maybe a transvestite, maybe transsexual, I'm not really sure, and clearly he or she is trying to seduce the paperboy
or about to like rape him.
Yeah, like it's hard to say.
I mean, it's really it's like, okay,
yeah,
you're right. I don't think we could do this scene today.
No. And, you know, it is very...
The world is not a better place for that. I miss this kind of un-PC stuff. I really do.
You know, I think that the world was a simpler time when we weren't so open with everything. That's all.
Right, back then, men could talk about each other's hard-ons like they do in this movie.
And, you know, you can use the word like fag and not really be crucified for it, you know, but... Times are changing. So,
you know, we don't want to give away every episode, but, I mean, again, it just follows the boys as they have various, sometimes funny episodes in terms of trying to lose their virginity.
Their cherry, as in they say in Goodfellas. Hey, you lost your cherry.
we could play a couple more songs if you want.
Yeah, I say we do that.
So if you want to play number 11. At 23:39.
Didn't we do that one?
No, I think that was...
I think that was the band, right? Let's double check. Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. You got to keep as good eyes on the- Chuck Strong in the Automatic. Chuck Strong.
We should try and track them down. Chuck. All right, how about let's do 18, the 45, what is it, 46, 58? Gratuitous breakdancing.
Yeah, there's a lot. I wonder, did this you look at the music credits on this?
I did not.
What if it's like just their friends or something like that coming up with the music?
Wait, I'll tell you, I did see the page, I just didn't read it. I was looking for the LP.
Well, and there just wasn't one, right?
There was no LP. I was like really upset because I would want that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. All right, here we go. You have one white kid in there, has no rhythm whatsoever.
This is the outtake from Breakin'. I mean, it's kinda, this is a scene from Breakin'.
Easily. Noticed this before, but they have some African guy playing some kind of homemade
conga drum,
or
something in the
back. And that's not in the mix. I wonder what is that guy just playing beats or something?
If they're saying tough on the soundtrack there, I think this is performed by Super Groove.
Nice.
A band.
Super Groove. Goes on forever, but it's a lot of cool breakdancing. It's a lot of cool Adidas suits and the Pumas and Chuck All Stars that they're all wearing. Definitely takes you back to that time of
throwing down your cardboard box on the street and just spinning on your head.
Yeah, man, that's what I was all about. No, I'm just kidding. So let's see what else we have.
I'm trying to look for scenes that aren't visual. But again, I also don't want to like spoil everything for, you know, when Joey tries to pick up the hooker, that's, you know, there's some funny stuff there.
Right.
You know, Michael calls Debbie Richter, but nothing much happens except Debbie is like doing a workout at home and it's just.
Well, you know what was a funny scene?
I got a huge boner.
You know what was a really funny scene is when, is it Michael, who's the tubby guy? Yeah, Barry.
Barry.
When Barry goes to pick up the waitress and he uses the pickup line and it actually works.
Yes, yes.
And he goes home with her and blows it. Just basically, it's just terrible. But there's a scene later where he sees her again and they're in a pizzeria or bowling alley, rather, and they're about to open up beer, and he just sprayed the beer all over her, and it's just making it so much worse.
Yeah, and again, you know, if they're juniors in high school, and that waitress lady
looks
like a good 35 or something, you know? I was like, you're really going to – wow. were people getting laid in junior high? Because –
Not me.
I didn't.
Not this guy. actually, you know, it is all visual. It is mostly a visual movie. There is a cool scene though with Michael in bed with with Debbie.
Yes.
Which I think is humorous.
And I mean she's naked. So of course it's humorous.
Yes. Actually, let's listen in and see if there's anything fun to listen to.
I'm trying to undo this thing.
Wow.
The hook is in the front.
Oh.
Been there.
Ouch.
Wait a minute.
That's with the other kid who ended up, I think, being in The Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah, Joey, right? Yeah. I saw that. That was his only other credit, was in The Karate Kid. And I guess, was he, like, part of the evil dojo?
I don't remember him in the movie.
I don't.
To be honest with you. I just remember from the commentary. The guy said that during the filming of this entire movie, they were paying him for The Karate Kid because there was some holdup with the filming. And he was complaining about it, and the guy's like, why are you complaining? And it's like, you're getting paid for nothing. So, but yeah, here we go.
Oh, sissy.
Oh, Scotty.
Honey.
Are you shy?
She grabs his hand, puts on a boob.
Oh, sissy.
Oh, Scotty.
Oh, sissy.
This is the whole movie right here. Yeah, it's a lot of uncomfortable laughing going on constantly. Which I was probably doing if I actually rented this movie. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, without giving away the whole movie, some of them have sex and some don't.
Ouch.
I don't know. Do you have any final thoughts? Any last requests?
No, this movie really hit the spot. It was everything that I wanted, and I'm hoping we continue in this vein.
Yeah. You know, the problem with these movies, of course, is the fact that they are visual completely. But you got to see this movie. This is a movie that you'll just kind of throw on and like me before you know it, it's over.
Yep.
Even the way this movie ends is kind of weird. It's kind of like a TV show that it ends. It's like freeze frame and then the credits, you know? Like, what did I just watch? But yeah, definitely a nice addition to...
It'll bring back memories if you were from that generation. If you weren't from that generation, you're going to wish you were.
It's a total time capsule.
They do not make movies this un-PC anymore.
No.
I mean, they just totally... Women are objectified, and it's glorious.
Yeah.
It really is.
A lot of ways it is. And you don't see people breakdancing anymore. They don't break dance. You don't have sex shops where the guy's constantly sticking his tongue out, saying...
Just all sweaty and skeevy. It was just... I wish you could take a screenshot of him.
So. I did already.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. I'm going to post that sometime tonight.
All right.
All right. Well, another one in the can. Thank you very much for getting together this evening. If you have not, you should subscribe to VHS Rewind. It's the best podcast in the universe.
And please check out our archives for our prior Debbie Richter episode, Midnight Madness.
Hey, I wonder if we... What other movies does she have? Do we do a Richter Palooza? Palooza.
I don't think she was...
Not enough?
Yeah, I don't think she was... Let me see what else she... I don't think she was in very much.
Cyborg.
She doesn't... She doesn't make it through that.
Yeah, I mean, she did a lot of TV.
I think this was her, like, as starring role as she was going to get.
She was in Gorp.
What the fuck is Gorp?
Gorp with Robin Williams, right?
No, that's Garp.
Wrong movie.
Sex comedy. We might have to do that, though.
What the? A slapstick comedy about the wacky antics of a group of waiters at a Jewish summer camp in upstate New York.
There we go.
Dennis Quaid is in it?
What?
Wait, hold on.
It's directed by Joseph Rubin, who did, like, The Stepfather.
We have Dennis Quaid, your Fran Drescher.
What?
Yeah.
This is not going to have nudity in it. Oh, wow, it is rated R. Michael Lembeck.
Rosanna Arquette.
Was it Michael Lembeck on, like, One Day at a Time? I'm looking. No, maybe not.
No, he was in Friends. The director of Friends. Oh, I just wanted to mention also, if you're watching this movie and you make a connection to Spinal Tap, if you start thinking, hey, it looks like Spinal Tap, which it does not, it's the same exact crew that Rob Reiner used, which is kind of hilarious to me.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, it's totally true. And they even went on to, I believe, Seinfeld. So the crew kind of grew into, like, major, major stardom.
Rosanna Arquette is in this.
Yeah, it's...
Holy, all right. We might
Otis Day.
We might have to put this on the...
I never heard of it.
I'm gonna research this one.
John Reilly.
But I think up next we will return with Screwballs.
Yeah, Screwballs. One or two?
One.
You know, I tried to watch Meatballs too. Couldn't get through it.
What?
I told you that. I will go back, but it's a tough movie. Hey, what about Meatballs? It's not a TNA movie, but it is a summer movie.
We could do that, but towards the end, after we're sort of sexed out.
Yeah, that's true. Are you ready for the summer?
But I do love Meatballs, and we should do that.
All right, man.
It's classic.
Yeah, I just recently watched it and thought it was a lot of fun. All right, well, thank you very much, and I'll talk to you next time, man.
All right, have a good one.
You too.